So can we negate bad karma with good karma? I give the example of a water tank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I put unclean water in the water tank,
mm-hmm.
and after that I put in clean water, mm-hmm. it is not that the clean water is going to remove the unclean water. The unclean water has already gone inside.
Mm-hmm.
The clean water will also go inside.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's not that one action counters other action directly.
Mm-hmm.
But the clean water also adds to the water tank's reservoir. That, so, the good action that we do, they won't be lost. Now, there is a way, there is something called as prayaschitta.
Mm-hmm.
Prayaschitta means that if I have done something wrong, mm-hmm. then I atone for it.
Mm-hmm.
And by that atonement, it is that we voluntarily accept that, okay, I did something wrong and I seek forgiveness. And as an expression of my remorse for having done that, we do certain practices. So by that, we can minimize the reactions that come upon us.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, the point of the karma is not just to punish us for you did this wrong, you get this punishment. You did this wrong, you get this punishment. The point of karma is basically not retributional, but educational.
Mm-hmm.
Not to give revenge for this, but to educate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not the right course of action. This is a better course of action.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, the Bhagavad Gita tells us, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Shuchaha. Krishna says that if you just surrender to me and practice bhakti, I will free you from sinful reactions. So the best course of action is that whatever we may have done in the past, if we just start wholeheartedly practicing bhakti, then Krishna elevates us above this cycle of chain of action and reaction. That means sometimes he can remove the reaction completely. Sometimes he may let the reaction come, but we don't suffer the reaction because he shelters us.
Mm-hmm.